flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink it to the weekend with a shot of the day. That is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And today is the last day of January. We celebrate the end of dry January on a Bad Choice Friday with Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse and the tune Rehab taking on Blake Shelton and Post Malone. Mike, you say this is a banger in the country radio world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Post Malone released this album last year with a whole bunch of different, like, big-time country artists, and he just, single after single after single, that's just been cranking it out, man. It's
you know, fantastic. Cowboy Ted smoked a cig last week.
Oh, did he?
Did you?
Yeah,
I was in Portland, and actually this song was playing, and I was like,
really?
I'm going to bum me a smoke. And people behind me were like, you want a cigarette? I was like, yeah, I
give
do.
Me one of those. Yeah, let me bum a smoke from your brother.
Blake Shelton, Post Malone, pour me a drink. Take it on Amy Winehouse and Rehab. If you follow us on X there at Men's Room Live, get to voting. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. First time for a few emails now from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple from our question about the crazy that went down at your home. Ola guys lived on and off with my mom while I was going to school. Bless her soul. Only way to describe her was that she was a weirdness magnet. Living with her, always an adventure, but these two stand out. While I was away at school, she started noticing little things missing. Towels, soap, cans of soup, etc. Not sure if she was just hallucinating or something, but she did kind of have some substance problems. But then she actually heard noises in the house and called the cops. It turns out, a pair of survivalists were living in a hole in the forest in our backyard and were stealing our stuff. I'm just glad that they did not hurt her. Another one. My mom always got together with real losers. One of the guys that she picked was a raging alcoholic, so heavy that he destroyed his liver and eventually got jaundice. So he started hallucinating and running around our house with a shotgun to try to get the drop on the aliens that were coming for him. Fortunately, the cops were able to talk him down. Enjoy the show, bitch. Oh, enjoy the snow. That from Terry. Are we going to get snow, Ted? You're the forecaster.
Yeah, Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ted. I don't know if nobody could see that in the studio. Miles just did a no look. He looked thrilled to be getting snow.
No, I was looking outside.
No, that's what he likes to do. Miles likes to look at. So if Miles is having a conversation with him, he'll look at someone else just to drive you crazy.
That's exactly right, Steve.
I'm going to start doing that.
Okay.
Like, if I go to the bar tonight, I'm going to look at someone else, start talking, be like, I'm not talking to you. I'm just looking at you.
I mean, Miles, I do have a bit of a snow event in my forecast.
I was
looking more Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Okay.
And then Sunday night could see a little resurgence. I'd say accumulation around an inch.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a 2-hour delay for the kids. That's what I'm predicting.
Oh, Lord.
Gentlemen, the crazy that went down in my home, or my childhood home after I'd moved out, rather, was thanks to my crazy-ass father, rest his soul. One day, I was driving past their street and looked over at the house, as I habitually did. What was normally an uneventful glance this time made my heart drop. There were police cars, an ambulance, and an animal control rig. So, of course, I hightailed it back, and upon arriving, I see my dad. He's generally fine, just a bandage on his hand. Then learned that he had drunkenly walked out behind the garage to get some firewood. He did so without a light. And apparently, as he was blindly feeling around for chunks of wood, his hand landed on a damn raccoon that attacked the living hell out of him.
Oh.
He had to get a series of rabies shots in the stomach for weeks following the incident. Wound up having a vendetta against those creatures for the rest of his life as a result. To the point that he tried trapping them and had what he called the Kevorkian Hotel, in case he caught one. What's that, you ask? It was a big recycling bin filled with water, and the plan was to drop the poor cage bastard into it if he ever caught one. Thankfully, he never did. Suffice to say, my dad was a crazy redneck, SOB. That from Irish. As we move on to some birthdays, good day, gentlemen. And congrats on 20 years of great entertainment.
Thank you.
Want to give a birthday shout out to my beautiful lady, Natasha, a.k.a. my white Russian, who's turning forever 21 today. Could she get a few thrill shotgun gets? And oh my God, what the F is that, bro? And maybe a pep talk from Coach Ted on how beautiful she is, no matter her age. Thanks, guys. Keep on rocking that from Hip Hop Brian.
Get. Oh my God, what the... is that, bro?
Yeah. All right. Forever 21. So we have no idea how old you actually are. But Natasha's a hot name. Pictured kind of a crazy Russian lady. You don't want to piss her off.
You take pants off now.
Yeah, you're damn right I will. Also, we'll stop hanging out with Ivan Drago. But yeah, I'm sure you're still hot. That guy likes you. And look, even if you put on a couple pounds, he's Hip Hop Brian. He doesn't mind a big butt.
He puts hip hop in his name.
Right.
Your butt's looking thin.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Brian's like, yeah, get some pushing. Cushion.
Hip Hop Brian. Sounds very edgy. You know? Cut it.
I mean, I hope he's into that. He's like, hello. I am Hip Hop Brian.
Mm-hmm.
We've met him before.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah. No, he's a cool dude, man. Oh. He's like, hey, man, Hip Hop Brian. Just a cool dude. Now, that said, if I meet you again, we want to know about the butt thing. Are you into big butts?
Don't lie.
Yeah, don't lie.
But that's the one thing about big butts, all right? Never allowed to lie.
I don't anticipate anyone else sending a birthday request for me, so for my 35th, can I get the Dirty Germans with some dating advice? Because I'm single for the first time in basically 11 years, so time to go crush some Men's Room IPA and get some dad jokes from Miles as well. Thanks, fellas, and keep on rocking. That from Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon, listen. You're single for the first time in 11 years. Whatever you do, do not rush into another relationship. I don't care if you meet the woman of your dreams and God himself says, this is the woman you're going to marry. Play around first.
Yeah, here's the thing. When you watch the Olympic swimmers, yeah? They don't simply dive off and start swimming. First, they jump into the pool. They get a little wet first. They get used to the water. And you should do the same thing. Just jump.
Get wet.
Get wet.
Dad Joke Friday. What do you call a dinosaur with a great vocabulary? A dinosaur with a great vocabulary.
Hang on. Thesaurus Rex.
You got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See how many you can get here, Ted.
It's all you now.
Freddie Mercury, Venus Williams, and Bruno Mars walk into a bar. The bartender says...
Set it up again?
Freddie Mercury, Venus Williams, and Bruno Mars walk into a bar. The bartender says...
We don't serve planets?
That is correct. We don't serve planets in here.
All right, all right.
Good work, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
Speaking of you two, you go, you know, the 90% of bald people, they still do own a comb or brush.
Oh, yeah.
They can't part with it.
I hate that that made me laugh.
I know.
What do you call a guy who has just been attacked by a cat? What do you call a guy who has just been attacked by a cat?
I can't say the first thing that comes to mind.
A dog person?
You call him Claude.
Claude.
Claude. Okay. Two more. For you, Brandon. What do you call a man who can't stand?
Stump. Kneel.
Kneel. Ooh. And finally for you, Ted, who did win the neck decorating contest? The neck decorating contest. Who won?
The guy in prison?
Nah. It was a tie.
Okay. All right.
Only you dinosaurs. I'd like to wish my supervisor, Chantel, a happy 50th trip around the Great Ball of Fire. Can the dirty Germans tell her how to celebrate turning 50? And can the captain tell her what happened on his voyage through the Panama Canal as she goes on her cruise from L.A. to Miami? That from the JJG, president of the Ted Smith Fan Club, Texas chapter.
Yeah, I think for your birthday, if you want to celebrate with the dirty Germans, it's quite simple. Open your mouth and enjoy what we call man schnitzel.
Yeah, so most people don't know this, but where's the Germans that built the London Bridge?
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Well, me and the mess got in the Panama Canal. Yeah, for reasons I won't disclose, we just needed to get from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific. And traveling around the tip of South America was out of the question because of Tony the Tiger's legal issues there. Anyway, it took us a few days to navigate the canal, but in that time we got 7 kilos of the devil's dandruff, 3 bottles of Panamanian moonshine, 2 venereal diseases, and 1 case of zebra pox. Do you know what zebra pox are?
No.
All you need to know is you don't want to have zebra pox. Hey, we also picked up a pet llama named Mookie. Crunch berries.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here. Fun list of injury stories. Fellas, I had to go back and listen to Ted attempt to do his Mickey impression while having no voice last week for a good chuckle. And while Miles was reading responses to the question today about injuries, gave me some memories that I thought I would write in about. Now, while I've only broken a toe in my lifetime, despite being hospitalized from snowboard accidents, absolutely destroying the right side of my body in a moto scooter accident in Vietnam, which I still have hip issues from, I have witnessed or been in proximity to some pretty wild injuries. Here is a list, and I've done my best to keep it brief. A childhood friend drove through a chained-off fence on an ATV and was sliced in half.
Oh!
The chain stopping at his spine. He was airlifted to Harborview.
Jesus, man.
Same friend group. Another kid had a branch hit his head while he was riding on the back of an ATV, and it scalped him. The skin on the top of his head tore back and was hanging on by just a piece of flesh. He was also airlifted to Harborview. That happened to my roommate, Matt. We were on a bridge. We were underneath it on the catwalk. And the I-beams that were going across,
yeah,
there were 2 at a time. He thought he passed under one, and he didn't. So he picked his head up real quick, and that iron absolutely took him.
God.
It was almost like a horseshoe, you know, from the front all the way to the back. And he had a flap. And, I mean, it was flapping, and it was up. And we're like, oh no, we're 50 feet above the water.
Right.
We're underneath a bridge. This cannot be good. So when we get to the bottom, we get to the pillar where the support system is on the bridge. And we're trying to wave people down.
Yeah.
To get his ass to shore, because we need to get there quick. We need to get to the car. We need to get him to the hospital. And we're waving like crazy on this pillar. And all the boats are going by. They're waving.
Just wave back. Yeah.
Hey, boys. Holding up. One guy threw us a beer. seriously. Finally.
Did you drink it?
No, he didn't make it. It was in the water. We were still trying to get boats down. So in that that concrete pillar was probably 3 to 4 feet high.
Yeah.
So once you jumped down into the water, you needed to swim all the way to shore. There was no ladder.
Yeah, you're not getting back
right.
up. You're not getting
back up to the concrete pillar. So we were trying to have Matt jump down into the water, then get on the back of a boat, right? The guy that finally comes over, he has a brand new ski boat. The entire interior of this boat is nothing but white leather.
Not for long.
Like the soft, cushy, plushy white leather, white carpet on the floor. Matt got in that boat, and I mean, he absolutely destroyed it with blood.
Oh, I'm sure.
The guy pulled us to shore. We were able to get in the car, drive him to the hospital. They basically did what they did to your head. They just stapled him all the way around a perimeter, and he ended up being okay.
God.
What else, though?
Did the kid that got sliced in half live?
Apparently, yeah. A high school buddy decided to put 1,000 caps from a cap gun into a glass jar and poke one with a paper clip, blew half his face off and a hole in his bedroom ceiling and roof. He woke up handcuffed to a hospital bed and was informed he was on an FBI watch list and a no-fly list.
Jesus.
Another high school buddy took the explosives out of several mortar fireworks, combined them, and attached a very short fuse. He caught himself on fire. Later, he took a catapult to the forehead and has a Harry Potter scar.
Damn.
Good times. Cheers, guys. That from Jonathan. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping Jesus.
I need that back.
Come on.
I know.
That was the coldest.
That was unbelievable.
That's like a false start. Do I get a try or what do you say? What's the ruling? Mike? Miles?
Just call it a false start, right?
False start.
I think it's a false start, but I would say if you do a second false start, the same coach is going to pull you. That's
right. All right. Okay. All right. I mean, they do allow the people to get back out of the pool and get back up on the...
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Foot Buck.
Three times fast.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz petting Fat Chuck's Foot Buck.
One.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz petting Fat Chuck's Foot Buck.
Two.
Short City Shelly sits. Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Foot Buck.
Oh, okay. Here's a win. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
That was a late night. I don't know who your new dealer is there, Steve, but I'm telling you what, this stuff just burns the inside of my sinus cavities and both nostrils.
Yeah, I don't know his name. He calls me when he has product.
It's awfully crisp.
He never says what the product, he just says, I have product, and I go, I'll take a kilo.
I don't think that was cocaine. I think that was very crystally.
Yeah.
You could see through it.
I don't know what it was, but we snorted it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Don't ask questions sometimes, Ted. You just go like, yeah.
No, I get it, man.
No,
Ted, you don't know. Guy calls the product, you take product.
Ted, you don't know the drug, but sometimes you just lay in bed for like an hour and your heart is just racing out of your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, though, we came up with some tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC. We got a listener submitted one. And as you know, the listener always comes first. So we didn't need to do the whole bag.
Well, you know, what can you do?
Could have saved some for the weekend.
Or I got a text earlier. It says, I have more product.
And this one says, hola, gentlemen, longtime listener, worked up a little rhyme for Sir Edward here, and hopefully you guys like it. Rock on, that from Casey. And this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt Tilly Kitty's claws. Tilly Kitty's claws are now cutely cut. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right, all right. That's a story you share with the youngins.
Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt Tilly's kitty claws. Tilly's kitty claws are now cutely cut.
Three times fast.
Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts.
Give me that thing.
Damn.
Give me that thing. Give me that thing. Golly.
Wow. Ooh, looks like you'll be hearing this one again as we broadcast live from Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville. As you know, if you don't get it right, you got to do it again next Friday, 2 to 6. It's absolutely free. Join us for our 20th anniversary lager launch party.
Hell yeah.
We're Ted, but once again, try to take on Casey in Ted versus the FCC.
Yay.
Show of the Day's coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at 5:08, we will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study suggests that combining leisure activities with professional development could be the secret to success.
No kidding.
Basically, it was saying, you know, you don't necessarily have to do productive work instead of leisurely activities. It's more orient your leisurely activities to include things to help you succeed. If you like reading, read a lot more self-help books or things that might, you know, things that'll help you improve there. If you like listening to podcasts, same situation. Kind of listen to other people's stories of success, see if it doesn't inspire you to move in that direction or learn different things, as it were. So that's kind of where they're pointing there.
Yeah, take advantage.
There's a billionaire in Poland that wants to construct a giant Virgin Mary statue that's taller than Christ the Redeemer in Brazil.
Now, what did you call that, Ted? Brazil Jesus?
The question is, where is he going to put it?
His backyard.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I think he just wants to, like, donate it to whatever city he's living in or something to that effect.
Just wants to...
I saw a mock above it, and it's... I mean, it's just... It's a stone Virgin Mary, and it's freaking huge.
Right. And isn't Christ the Redeemer on top of a mountain?
Yeah, he's on top of a mountain, and he's already tall. What is he? How tall? Like 178 feet or something like that? I don't remember, but yeah, then he's on top of a mountain bragging about the size of the fish he caught.
I saw a Brazilian priest DJing underneath it the other day.
For real?
Oh,
you're being serious?
Yeah.
Damn.
He already stands down in Brazil, Christ the Redeemer, just shy of 100 feet, 98 feet tall.
Okay.
And it's it kind of fits up on the mountain is where I'm trying to go. You can't just go like in the middle of Pioneer Square and
it's just
construct a giant
statue.
It's
a little weird, yeah.
Right. It needs to kind of fit the mood, as it were.
I think if you constructed a Jesus in Pioneer Square, he would be doing a facepalm.
No. Yeah, no kidding. Researchers have found that using marriage counseling techniques during political division helps reduce hostility between the parties.
Well, I would think any kind of counseling technique would reduce hostility. Right. That's kind of the point of it.
Right. What do you know? Trying to focus on maintaining the relationship versus just burn them at the stake actually helps.
Who would have thunk it?
Who'd have thought? But no, we don't care about that. We just, live in the same country. We don't care about each other. We've covered it all day today, but it's the last day of dry January, so I decided to get in on the fun.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Health benefits of dry January. I can only come up with one reason why this might be beneficial. For clarity, no dulled senses when you are looking to exact retribution on perceived or sworn enemies. It's said revenge is a dish best served cold. When pushed to the edge, you can either fall or take them down with you. This requires patience, persistence, perseverance, plotting, and scorched earth. You know when you can have that drink while you're standing over their grave. Positive Friday.
That is positive.
Dear God. We need to check in on him. Make sure he's okay.
He's fine.
You know what? I think he's been doing dry January.
For real?
Yeah. So that might be why he's a little...
You can hear it in his voice.
A little high strung there.
This is the guy who has like over 80 bottles of quality whiskey.
Why didn't he bring one in for us?
Yeah, we had a drink.
I had a birthday this month.
Because you'd polish it within 3 days.
Yes, that's why we get it. What are you doing?
How long is it supposed to? Aren't you supposed to drink it?
Right. Enjoy it. Savor it.
No, we did.
Criminy. Decided to do this because this is the last day of dry January.
I've been to that man's house on Christmas Day. We decided to have an impromptu bourbon tasting.
Nice.
It fell off the rails.
Yeah, it's not going to
last. They're all like bonded and bond, 100 proof. People were locking themselves out of their own houses.
Oh, geez.
It was a mess.
Goodness sake.
I fell asleep in an Uber.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did.
Wow. Yeah, a bourbon tasting, you have to know how it ends, right? I mean,
Well, and it's not like he was just like, try this one, try that one. It's like, oh, look at us having a bourbon tasting. It's like, you're just drinking bourbon, Ted.
Right.
No, we're tasting. My pinky's up and everything.
Yeah. Which one didn't you like? I don't know.
Decided to go with this topic just because it is the very last day of dry January, and like it or not, it is a hell of an accomplishment, especially if you're regular drinkers.
Man. Yeah.
It's not fun. That's the whole thing. You don't do dry January because, you know what, it'll just be a gas. You're doing it because you're trying to make yourself feel a little bit better.
Sure.
You're trying to show yourself that you're not bound to this thing called alcohol. And there are a bunch of health benefits. So to you, the one that has accomplished dry January, here is what you have accomplished. Bottom of the list here, they say you have lowered your risk of diseases and early death. Drinking less alcohol over a longer period of time can reduce the risk of more than 200 diseases and early death, according to the World Health Organization. Liver disease, heart diseases, different types of cancer, and mental health conditions are connected with drinking alcohol. So cutting back can reduce the risk of dying up to 24 years early from these diseases.
That's a big deal.
Absolutely. Number 9, better drinking habits in the future. This is where I have a problem. I have done dry January before, and I can rock it. I can turn it off after a while, and I'm okay. And after a while, kind of like Ted's buddy over here, you start to just kind of develop the streak. All right, you know what? I'm doing fine. Right. But then it becomes, when you have the one drink, now all of a sudden, dry January is gone. Now it's, okay, well, how long until the next one?
Right.
How many days sober in between at this point? The number goes way down after dry January is over. So they say many people that have participated in the dry January challenge with alcohol change, armed with all the positive impacts that they've experienced, report that they have successfully returned to a low level of drinking or not drinking at all. 13% of people decide to stay alcohol free for a bit longer, and 86% decide to cut back for the rest of the year. A study from 2016 on nearly 900 adults also found that people who completed the dry January challenge were less likely to continue to maintain healthier... We're likely to continue to maintain healthier drinking habits afterwards.
I mean, good for them.
Right. In other words, they're drinking responsibly.
I'm just not there with you, but Good for you, man.
Hey, way to do it. Yeah. Way to do it. Better weight management. That was the inspiration for my first Dry January, was just what in the world does it do to your body? Alcoholic beverages contain a lot of empty calories that make it difficult to maintain a healthy weight. So giving it up could be a simple way to reduce calories and manage excess weight.
Do you realize that people typically eat more when they stop drinking?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm with you. Last time I did a Dry January, I gained weight because I kept drinking Kool-Aid.
Nice.
So I'm dead serious. I just completely, like, there was no health aspect to it.
Right.
Like, well, I'm not drinking alcohol. I guess I'll just drink Kool-Aid.
We all in this room know somebody who's doing Dry January this month, and their sweet tooth has skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah?
Well, because you forget how much alcohols break down into sugars.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
I mean, hell, even our buddy Jolene, she quit drinking. She told me that. She was like, oh, my God, my sweet tooth has gone through the roof.
Right.
Oh, for real.
Huh. Yeah, because you know what I mean? Like, you have a beer, you don't think about the sugar that's getting
in there. Right, it's not sweet.
Right.
100%. Yeah.
And what was it, like 100 calories per shot? We rip shots down like crazy. Beers, you know, the White Claws and other seltzers, they have over 100 calories in them. I don't know how much beers are going for these days, but
Miller Lite has 97 if I had to look it up.
Attaboy. If you had to look it up.
If I had to guess.
Tequila's 69 calories a shot.
Nice.
Tequila's the good one, man. Tequila's the good one. Some more health benefits of doing Dry January. Congratulations to you. Quicker fitness gains. Within 2 weeks of giving up alcohol, they say that you may see better fitness gains. Alcohol can impede the body's ability to grow and repair muscle, and it can disrupt hormonal balance, so giving it up might help workouts go further. Fewer nights out and hangovers may also mean more time for healthy habits such as exercise. Plus, after you've been drinking, you're lethargic and a lot easier to just say, yeah, I don't have to work out today.
I may have had that experience today.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
You usually do hit the gym pretty good on a Friday.
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We always see
I feel
down
bad
there
for that dude.
Get your
gym.
Friday in. Just cutting it.
Did
man.
You hit the gym? Yeah, I found a guy named Jim and I punched him.
I hit the gym today.
I hit a gym. Better.
I feel like Jim's always kind of a big dude, though.
Yeah.
That's a gym that comes to my mind. Skinny dude. Maybe
oh,
six
a
feet
slim
tall.
Gym.
A slim gym. You know, damn. I'm going to call him. I'm going to see him tomorrow.
The gym I knew was a big dude growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My dad.
Damn. Yeah, I'm thinking about a guy I used to know. His name was Jim, and like he's just that guy, right? He's always outdoors, hunting, this and that. Nice guy, but I feel like he could beat me if he wanted to.
Oh, he could.
Yeah.
Damn right.
But he told me one night.
You know I could beat your ass if I wanted to.
Kick your ass. I was like, yeah, all right. Can we smoke some more of that dirt weed you got?
Better liver health and detoxification.
Well, yes.
Alcohol is a toxin. So heavy drinking can put a strain on the liver as it works hard to get rid of it, called detoxification. Giving up alcohol can help support the body in detoxification, for instance, by getting rid of heavy metals and improve digestion, energy levels, hormone regulation, inflammation levels, and skin health, as well as the risk of conditions such as liver disease.
Yeah, I think my liver's just like, F you. F you.
You're an anomaly, man. I don't think your liver feels it. I think you've got like a super liver that's just running everything through like, yep, we got this. No.
You know, people say that. I'm convinced I've already dissolved it. Doctor, like, you haven't had a liver in 17 years.
You need a liver to live?
It's just.
I got an onion.
It is gone.
You just start boxing.
He's curious to the body shot.
He's got no liver.
No liver, man. Ain't going down. Health benefits of Dry January. Number 5, better skin health. With less alcohol, your skin might experience a little bit of a glow up.
Oh.
Alcohol is a diuretic, meaning it encourages the body to lose water and salt via urine, and it can lead to higher levels of inflammation in the body. So going teetotal, it says, could lead to a more moisturized, softer, healthier skin with less inflammation-related breakouts and redness, not to mention the benefits of better beauty sleep. My guess is also, if you're kind of used to just reflex drinking, if you're doing Dry January, you're going to switch that to water. So then maybe, you're just hydrating a little bit better.
You know, that might be right. You're replacing a lot of booze with just water.
Exactly, man.
I'm hydrated as hell.
Yeah. Better mood, focus, and clarity. Depends on where in Dry January you're at. With better sleep, energy, and gut health, all closely linked with mental health, you may find that giving up alcohol has a positive effect on your overall mood. Alcohol, this group here says that just after 2 weeks, many Dry January participants feel the fog lifting, meaning they experience better mental clarity, focus, and energy levels. That is one thing that I've said to everybody that's doing Dry January. I hate how good I feel when I start doing it.
I hear you, but also I don't want to be more aware. I'm I like living. You know what I mean? It's not like the news changes, so I'm like, yeah, I'll stay in this bit of a haze.
I can just make that go away.
Yeah. Great. You get a better immune system. Going without alcohol might help your body better fight off coughs, cold, and illness, which is especially important during the winter months.
Yeah, I'll take the cold.
Well, and I feel like it's a bit of a back and forth, because alcohol also kills bacteria and germs, so you would think throwing down a shot every day would just kill all the bacteria you got going on.
I feel like when I'm kind of sick, like if I have a sore throat or something, and everyone used to make fun of me, but I would just throw down whiskey.
Yeah.
And it burns it away. And I said, look, man, what is the major active ingredient in adult medications versus kids' medications? Mm-hmm. It is the booze.
Right. I do it because it burns my McDonald's.
It burns your McDonald's?
Yeah.
Just dissolves
right
it
to my stomach. And yeah.
Perfect.
Just that's a wild afternoon, man. A fish fillet and a shot of Jack.
Yep.
Ooh. God, that is a horrible combo.
No, it's not at a good all. Day or a bad
no.
one.
No, that's a great day.
No.
That's a great
day. Let me ask you this. I just don't think about eating fast food while I'm drinking alcohol.
Okay.
I generally will think about it right.
Well,
the
next day, you're a pizza order. I'm a takeout guy.
Yeah, I'm a Taco Bell guy.
Right. And for some reason, pizza and beer go good together.
Yeah, that's hand in hand.
I don't know. I'm just picturing myself like eating a McDonald's hamburger. Like it's time for a beer.
It's just me, so I'm not going to eat an entire pizza.
Sure,
I like pizza.
You can get a little personal pizza.
But the beauty of a pizza, if you don't eat the whole thing, you just eat it later, man.
Where do you get a personal pizza?
Everywhere.
Pizza Hut.
We don't have one that delivers in my area. Believe it.
Really?
No.
Look, hop on your Uber Eats. You can
Papa
find
John's,
a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
It only costs you $200, but you can get yourself a personal pizza. Order,
they have like a little personal pie box.
A personal pie box.
They do. Yeah. Also, that sounded very disrespectful the way you said that to him, Mike.
What's that now?
You get a little personal pizza.
You get a little personal pizza.
A little bitch ass.
I told you, I only like pizza.
I only like large because I don't like the pizza to be mostly crust.
Can't eat all the pizza. It hurts your little tummy.
No.
Maybe you need a little party pizza.
I can't eat that much.
Your indigestion gets to you while you're out there golfing?
Miles, I'm with you. I usually get a medium and then you eat a couple slices the next day.
Oh, hell yeah. That's why I also get Hawaiian pizza. It's better the next day in the fridge.
I got Tums in my bag.
What?
Attaboy. Yes. I've said this. I have banged this drum over and over again. The doggone Hawaiian pizza is the best the next day. It's the most refreshing, especially in the morning.
Because of the pineapple.
Damn straight.
Why don't you buy pineapple juice?
You can do that,
it's not
too.
The same, man. He's right. I have a soft spot in my heart for cold pineapple pizza while watching the EPL.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious.
Really?
Yes.
God, you guys are freaks.
I love all pizza in the morning. I do not discriminate. However, the pineapple on the pizza has that extra edge in the morning. In the moment when it's all fresh and hot, I don't give it a whole lot of attention. Good combo still. Don't give it much attention. Next morning, banger. All day, baby.
You're alien to me. I don't even know you.
I'd like to combine. You know what we should do? I bet Suzanne could do it. Combine the men's room beer brat with pineapple on pizza.
Suzanne, give it a try.
You have your mission. Number two, better gut health. Drinking higher amounts of alcohol is associated with poorer gut health, including a less diverse gut microbiome and damage to the gut lining, which can lead to inflammation. Alcohol can also lead to overproduction of stomach acid and conditions such as heartburn and acid reflux. We don't know anything about that in here.
You know, somebody here says, alcohol fact. If it wasn't for alcohol, half the people on this earth wouldn't have been born. Because when you drink alcohol, any woman looks good, you know?
Cool.
And then they have a follow-up text. Like the saying goes, I've never went to bed with an ugly woman, but I've woken up with a few.
Damn, dude.
Wow.
And then this is the number one health benefit.
I like the guy that doesn't even like to drink. He just wants to bang ugly chicks.
Yeah. It's right, January.
Just need to get a few down in me.
You get better sleep and energy levels. First up, giving up alcohol can improve sleep quality and energy levels. Alcohol can disrupt our sleep cycles. They say that many dry January participants experience better quality sleep within 1 week of not drinking. Basically, while you're sleeping or passed out, as it were, your body's just fighting to keep itself alive, which is why you wake up feeling like hell.
Right.
So, congratulations to everybody that succeeded at Dry January. I invite each and every one of you to break that streak next Friday, this time next week.
That's right.
Let's throw down and have some delicious men's room lager from Black Raven Brewing and celebrate 20 years.
Do it, man.
A man in BC, Canada was fired after a couple months on the job because of what he said to the boss.
What did he say to the boss?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a guy who goes only by the name John. from Warwickshire, England. Now, John recently bought a brand new Range Rover SV Edition 1 for $227,000. It's a limited edition vehicle. Only 550 were released in England, and it features graphite wheels, luxury high-tech interior, and all kinds of high-end bells and whistles. But more importantly, it features the new Jaguar Land Rover security upgrade that makes it, quote, unstealable. This car was stolen 2 days later.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He said he was at the dealership, and he wanted to do some kind of security upgrade, the ghost something, right? And they said, listen, you do not need this because it has our new Jaguar, blah, 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 blah. It makes the car, and again, I quote, unstealable. 2.5 days later, gone. Mm-hmm. Gone.
Think of all the maintenance that saved him, though.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Man, okay. No kidding. Oh, he's pissed. So he's trying to sue the dealership. The funny thing about it is the dealership essentially got out of it and said, yeah, like we said that, but the truth is, once you own a vehicle, security's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
We were just lying. I mean, they're not wrong, but they're like, oh, I mean, you believed us. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, the chola.
All right, so will it be Amy Winehouse in rehab or Blake Shelton in Post Malone and Pour Me a Drink? The winner of A Bad Choice Friday is next.